Okay, brides, can we all agree that finding bridesmaid dresses that everyone likes is basically a miracle? That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, Desi. They have hundreds of gorgeous styles and colors so your bridesmaids can mix and match while still looking cohesive and elevated. Plus, they offer inclusive sizing and styles people will actually wear again after the wedding. If you're building your bridal party look, definitely check out Desi and take one thing off of your wedding planning stress list. Head to desi.com, D-E-S-S-Y.com, to browse their newest collections and see why they've been a trusted name in weddings for generations. Your bridesmaids will thank you later. Want the full report on those gorgeous weddings you see online? Welcome to the Wedding Reporter Podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa DeChico, and I'm interviewing influencers and celebrities all about their engagements and wedding days. Plus, you'll hear about the latest trends from the best wedding pros in the biz. So whether you're engaged or simply a hopeless romantic, let's chat about the latest headlines making their way into the wedding world. Hello and welcome to the show, everybody. Today I have two really fun guests. It's a mother-daughter duo. This is Miranda Bayer and Brooklyn Decker. And you may recognize them. They had a big People magazine article out recently and their situation went viral, which we're going to talk about. Miranda is 38 years old. She's from Portsmouth, Arkansas. She recently got married and she has two kids that are 19 and 16. And she recently started her life over completely. And it's been a journey. She is a business owner with her husband and her daughter is Brooklyn. She is 19, also lives in Portsmouth, Arkansas. And she is recently engaged to her elementary sweetheart. And she is going to college and soon transferring to the University of Phoenix online program. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So let's dive into your story on why exactly you guys were in People magazine. There was a surprise proposal, but it was unlike any other proposal.
Yeah.
So maybe let's start off with just like a quick snippet of the story and then we'll dive into more later.
So we, you know, my wedding was coming up and I'm behind the scenes knew that her fiance or boyfriend at the time had a ring for her, but he still has yet to kind of talk to me about it. So one day he just kind of got, you know, the nerve. It was just him and I. And so we had that conversation, 100% on board. And so he was like, what are we going to do? Like, I just want to do something different, special, something she's not going to know. So my son was like, let's do it at the wedding. So one of the great things about us is we co-parent very, very, very well with her dad and his entire side. They're still my family. So they were already going to be at the wedding, including friends, our family, photographers. You know, we were already dressed up, ready to go, and it was something that we suspected she would have never guessed. And so we had decided, we've devised a plan that I was going to hand her the bouquet during the bouquet toss. And I did just that. And I think she had a mild heart attack, probably blacked out for a little bit. But only a select few of us knew about it. And so I did. I turned around and walked to her and I whispered in her ear and I said, I love you. Turn around, and I gave her a kiss and handed the bouquet to her. And the expressions through the video really tell the story, honestly. And so when she turned around, he was there on one knee. And as he gets down on one knee, her biological father, who was there at the wedding, literally stood on top of him.
Yes.
Like this. In the video, you can see where he's like, I mean, shoulder to shoulder. Everyone else is in this circle. You can see the expressions in the back. And she blacked out for a little bit until she clung onto me. And I was like, go get your man, girl. And so, yeah, they got engaged and it was just an incredible moment with everybody. And so we made a post about it, you know, not even suspecting anything would come. You know, we weren't even thinking about that. It was just like, oh, hey, guess what happened? And now here we are. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. What an incredible ride. That is so cool. Just like all the media attention and everything that that video has gotten. And I think it's just like such a happy moment. And it's cool that you were able to share that with everyone.
Yeah.
So let's backtrack a little bit. Like, Miranda, can you tell us a little bit about your love story and leading up to your wedding?
Yeah. Yeah. So I've had a long journey. I was a teen mom. I had her. This is why we look like sisters.
I know. Seriously. I have a young mom too. My mom's 20 years older than me. And so we get sisters all the time. I totally get it. Yeah.
So I had her in high school and, her dad was my high school sweetheart, first boyfriend, and, we were young and didn't really know what we were doing, but we had a really good support system. And so, we co-parented, did our thing. It's still successful to this day. And then I ended up having my son a couple of years later. We raised him pretty much on our own. And I just kind of went on my journey as being a single mom for a while. I got married to none of their fathers, but I got married and recently got a divorce about a year and a half ago. So here we were. I had two kids in high school. She was a senior at the time. I'm back out starting completely over from scratch. And so we ended up living with my mom and in a little apartment. It was rough for a few months. And so I kind of just went on a healing journey, to really figure out who I was and what life look like not a parent anymore, because that's all I've ever known. I mean, literally had her in high school. That's all I've ever known. But as they get older, my responsibilities change and I need to discover who I am. And so I kind of told him that. I was like, I don't know, I just want to know who Miranda is. And so I had no intentions of, settling down until this guy who I became really great friends with. I was posting videos at the time about my journey. I think being from a small town, sometimes the misconception is that your life is perfect. And the people that know me thought, oh, you got it together. Like, you've got this. And I'm like, I am falling apart, people. Okay. Yeah. And so I just started documenting my journey as, being divorced and losing everything. And so he was going through a divorce a little bit, a couple years before me, and he saw my videos, and it just really, we don't live in the same town, and it just kind of really spoke to him. And so he reached out to me, and at the time I just sold my hair salon. So I was still cutting hair, and he wanted a haircut, and I'm like, of course you do, and that's every hairstylist is like, of course you want a haircut, like
reading between the lines. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm like, I need to pay rent, so nobody's off limits. I don't care. Y'all come in, whatever. Totally. Best friend, And we just built a friendship, and throughout that friendship, just kind of developed into something more serious. He's 26 years older than me, that's kind of new for me. So there was a lot of different, he's very successful. He's, he's a great human. And so there was a lot trying to navigate that, because that was very out of my, out of what I was used to. And plus I just got a divorce. So I was just like, I don't know who you are, where'd you come from, but I don't want it. Nope. And that just progressed, and it became such an amazing friendship that turned into a relationship. And with him being older, he didn't want to wait. So we always shotgun wedding did, we've only been together for almost a year total. And so we decided to plan a wedding. That was something that I didn't want, because I don't know, it's so much pressure being in the hair industry. I've worked thousands of weddings, and I have seen some really, interesting situations. I was like, I don't want a part of that. I'm not going to fight over a flower. And I was like, if we can do it in a way where we don't have to stress, I'm down. And he's like, I just want that moment with you. And so we indulged in a massive wedding. This turned into be a major wedding. And so that's kind of what led us to where we're at today. But, I think it was an interesting dynamic for two people opposite ends of the world to find each other in such a unique way. I just follow my heart and it's like, let's do this, why not? And so here we are. And now I'm married again.
Cool. Oh my God.
Married again.
Yeah. So is he with you in the same city, or are you guys apart? And
we're apart half the time. One of the great things about my journey is that my sons, we've had the privilege of raising my son completely on our own. She was such a huge, huge factor into helping me with that. And then unfortunately, his father, struggled with addiction, had to do a lot of time in incarceration. But he's 16 and his dad has been sober for a while. So he's built a relationship with him. And so I'm able to be more flexible. And now he drives, so we never see him unless it's for food or money.
right.
And yeah. a place to sleep. My husband lives in Northwest Arkansas. He works in neurosurgery. So he's about an hour from here. So I'll go a week up there, stay there when my son's gone. And then I come back here when he's here. So right now we're in transition.
Yeah.
But we all have made a decision to move up to Northwest Arkansas when my son graduates. So we'll be relocated. Yeah. Yeah. Very all cool. of us will be relocated.
Yeah. Wow. But bringing the whole family.
Yeah.
Still in Arkansas, but just a different area. Okay.
And nice. Northwest Arkansas is a different, Fort Smith's really small. It's, they go to a small school in Hackett, which is like population of like
a thousand,
if that. And everybody knows everybody. So, but I think we're excited for a change and they want to start their careers off somewhere different. And so, he kind of knew what he was getting himself into, but my kids we're tight, we're close, so we're always going to somewhat be together. So we're excited cool. for the future, for sure.
Yeah, I love that so much. And then for you, Brooklyn, so you and your fiancé are also moving out there soon,
yes,
which is
yes.
exciting. So tell us about your love story. So you guys you've been together since middle school. Is that true?
Yes. So our families, we're all from Hackett. So we grew up knowing each other. Like, we were together, around each other when we were babies. His aunt and my aunt were high school, elementary best friends and are still best friends till this day. So we've always known about each other. Well, we went to kindergarten, all the things, and it's, the middle school stuff. We started dating in the fourth grade, I do believe, or something like that. And we stayed together till about our eighth grade year. And then
I couldn't stand him. Let me just check this.
I cannot stand hilarious. Him.
He has no personality. He's terrified of us. He's sitting in the corner. He doesn't talk. He's got real bushy red hair. I'm just what is it? Who is this kid? He can't fit in with us because we're too loud and crazy. And he's terrified of us.
I guarantee you the total, I think we were together from fourth grade to eighth grade, and that entire time he probably spoke five words to me in person. So I broke up with him and I had made a move to a different school, and we kind of separated a little bit, and we hated each other, actually hated each other. We were not fond of each other. It was a whole feud. But then I made the decision to move back to Hackett my 11th grade year, and I came home to mom and I was like, you know who looks really fine these days?
Say two words, okay? I know. And I want to add to that, she moved to different schools because teenagers, when you're in a small school, you're in the same grade from K through 12, right? You're around these pretty much the same people, same families. And she was struggling a lot, with anxiety and just different emotions she was going through, and so we made the decision, hey, let's move to where I was living, which was in Roland, Oklahoma at the time. And I said, let's just try it and get you out of your environment where I think that you're going to be challenged in different ways. Mm-hmm. And she did, and she blossomed so beautifully. Aww, and to the point where awesome. She was like, okay, I think I'm ready to go back, and I'm a new person, and I need to step into that, challenging myself to go back to what I felt was breaking me. And I was like, but it better not be that boy. We are grown. I don't know who he is, where he's from. Each other. It's like, whatever. I'm like ready for her to take on the world. Then she comes back.
I'm like, hey, mom. So guess who I'm talking to again? And the rest is history. I mean, as soon as the first time we hung out in 11th grade, we were inseparable.
She does the whole... But hear me out. He's a change man. And I'm like, and I'm like, okay, whatever, change man, right? He's a teenage idiot. It's just all y'all are idiots at this point, right? Because you're teenagers. Yeah. You're supposed to be. And when I got around to him, I was like, wow, okay, I will never admit this, but she was right. I was like, what, you have grown up. I forget, you see these kids, they're like babies. And so when they started dating, I had her in high school. So the last thing I want for her is to fall in love.
Right.
we've made it to almost, what, 10th grade, you know, and she was ready to do all these things. And that's as a teen mom who didn't get to. I didn't go to college. I dropped out in 11th grade. Like, my life grew up really fast. So naturally, you want your kids to. And I'm saying this because, you know, there's so many people like, they're so young. And don't get me wrong, I've processed all of these things because of what I've gone through, you know, like having two kids before the age of 22, you know, two different dads. Like, I know what it's out that looks like out there, and you have the ability to just spread your wings and go. And I really wanted that for her. So when she fell in love, I'm like, damn it, like, wait, mom was made it, right? But I was for her having a boyfriend. I thought it was great, but I also was very much for her. Let's table this. Let's figure it out. Let's go see some things. And if it's there, it'll be there, right? Like, go to college, go have fun, live it up, make mistakes. And as I started watching their relationship, I had to come to terms with, A, I'm not raising me, I'm raising her. And B, he treats her like a queen, you know? And so you're like, so I kind of just started, do I want her to go out into this scary world and as this beautiful, innocent, you know, very mature, you know, just a wholesome kid? Mm-hmm. And parts of her break down a little bit because the guys that she's going to meet are probably going to treat her bad. You know, like, I had to process, like, how would I want that? And I had to eventually come to a point where I was like, she's her own adult. And if a thing, you know, being in love and wanting to focus on this one person and plan a future with him, okay, like, it's not what I wanted at the time, you know, yeah, but I was like, totally. Okay, like, I have to trust that, you know, so it was a lot deeper, I think, and we not struggled, like, fought or anything, but I just wanted her to experience so much more, because, yeah, you know, relationships will be there, but I think now, fast forward through where we're at today, it's just changed completely, so.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So, Brooklyn, did you talk with Landon at all about, like, getting engaged or anything, or was it a complete surprise?
We have talked about it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I really do believe in the fact, like, if you know, you know. Right. And I knew, like, by the first time we hung out, I was like, okay, this is, like, he truly is the love of my life. Like, he is my best friend. And, like, we're just perfect together. Like, he's just everything I ever wanted in anybody. And I know I'm not necessarily experienced in the relationship world, but I mean, like she said, like, I've seen her struggles in relationships and as well as my dad. And I, you know, I think it's easy for me to kind of point out, okay, I don't want this. I do want this. I don't want this. And he checked all the boxes and I was like, okay, I could really see a future with this guy. And about a year ago, he kind of started mentioning it a little bit, but I was just like, I didn't really tell, like, I mean, it was not like a huge conversation, but I knew I wanted to be with him eventually.
I will say that it was never one of those things where, like, somebody gets married on TV. Oh, it'd be nice if I had that. Like, yeah, you know,
right.
You get your idea. I've been there, like, you know, marriage. I honestly had never really heard them. We would, like, hypothetically, like, you know, one day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I never really even considered that I knew it would happen, but I never thought it would happen now. And she definitely was not pushing that in front of me, that narrative, or giving any ultimatum. So
yeah, I didn't, that was as far really as cool. Like anything else, like as far as like my ring, I literally, he asked me like, okay, if you were to, you know, I was like, literally, I don't care what size the diamond, I could care less. I just want it to be gold. Cause like I only wear gold jewelry. So it's like, as long as it's gold, I'm fine. He completely did it all himself. I did not even show him anything that I remotely like. No like way. It was, yeah, he literally did it all himself. And I asked, I said, I don't care when you do it. I said, it's totally up to you, your call. I said, but I please ask that you don't do it any time around my mom's wedding and everything. I was
they
like,
they did.
I was like, please do not. And he was even like, oh, I would never, because I don't want to do that to her. Like, we were like, let's not, gosh. Like, it's, you know, we're not doing that. So,
and he even asked me several times, like, after the initiative idea, which came from my son, was like, hey, oh, we should do it at the wedding. And so, you know, my son is super close. They're only a couple of years apart. So he's very close to them. They all have the same mutual friends. And they've watched this relationship blossom into what it is. Like, everybody at their school knows, like, they got homecoming queen, prom king and queen their last senior year. You know, it really is a very storybook you know, romance and in such a weird time, right? Because like usually you'll have problems and it'll it's a toxic situation, you know, toxic right. relationship, like all been teenagers, but yeah. they were very different. And as time went on, you know, watching that, this was a very, very mature, and she's right. She saw a lot of really rough things growing up between relationships, but she has a Gammy and Papa that have been married for 50
since they were
50 years. Yeah, they've been, you know, my grandparents were together since they were 14. And we're married for 64 years until she recently passed. And so, but she's always kind of been an old, she'd never dated around. She'd have a few boys here and there she would talk. Never dated around. Was never, even as a kid, interested in, like, I want to go party. I want to drink. I want, you know. I wanted her to enjoy certain things, but not to the capacity I did. Yeah. You know, but I, you know, wanted her. But she's never been that way. Never. Mm-hmm. And so it really doesn't surprise me that we're here today, you know? Yeah, and so
that's, it was so hard. Exciting. So what was that conversation like with, so it was, you said it was your son's idea. Like, no, what if Landon, you proposed to Brooklyn at the wedding and then you were in the room, what were your initial thoughts, Miranda?
So never hesitated. I was really? Like, never once. I said, you know, so when we're all kind of standing there and we were standing up in the kitchen going back and forth. And, you know, he was like, and nothing against proposals like this, because I think every proposal is gorgeous. You know, but he just like, I don't want to do it in a field because she's going to know, you know, if we do pictures, like, I don't want to do it like this. Plus, we have such a huge family between her family, his family. There's a lot of people. So it's like, when do you decide who you're going to say can come or, you know, or not. And it just gets a lot. And I think she would have started figuring out. So when my son said, just do it at the wedding. And I was like, duh. I mean, think about it. I'm like, we're going to be all dressed up. Our families are going to be there. Her dad, his wife, their grandparents, the entire family on her side was there. This was already pre-planned. They were already all going to be there. Right. And so, and then her fiance's family, and they're a huge family too. They were all going to be at the wedding. And we're like, we have a photographer, a videographer. There's going to be over 200 somewhat people there. It's a gorgeous location. I'm like, you know, she'll never see it coming. And they, he Adam was, are you sure? I do not want to take away from, like, yeah, heck yeah. You know, like, why not? And so she'll never, ever suspect it. And it was like, I was, and then that's when, honestly, like my focus, I was excited for our wedding. Don't get me wrong. It's my first wedding. Okay. Yeah. Like I eloped my other two, but like, this was my first, but I could not wait for that moment. Like as time went on, I was like, we're getting closer. And we did also didn't realize the backlash.
Yeah.
The internet hate we have received from this is
diabolical.
People can't wrap their head around that. I'm not a kid.
Like, or why I would do that. Like we've been called tacky. We've been called trashy. Mm-hmm. We've been called all the things, but I digress. But that moment I was like, it was just a yes. Yes, why wouldn't we do it like this? Like, plus it's free. We're already got it set up. You guys don't have to worry about it. And I want to add, he paid for that ring himself.
Oh,
he's in
so
school full time. He works full time as well too, and he has saved up. He's been saving up that money this entire time. We didn't help him, you know. He did all of that himself, and so, you know, we're like, let's do it at the wedding. So it was like, and it was a week before the wedding when we had made this decision. Yeah, this was a week.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
the week of. So you're like, okay, we're doing this. And so the plan was, you guys start planning. Who came up with the idea for it to be during the bouquet toss?
So I did. I said, I know she's. I know her. I know she's going to catch that bouquet. I know it.
Brooklyn, I'm already diving for it.
She's going to do it. And so I was like, we have a week. I was so, like, that whole week, I didn't even tell my photographer what was going to happen. I totally forgot to tell her this was all going down. So we did tell a few people. We did leave a few people out, like his mom, my mom. But he, of course, had to ask her dad for permission, had a conversation. So they knew. And so I said, what I'm going to do is, we're going to do our dances. I did a really special dance with my son. And I said, so after that, we're going to do the bouquet toss, but we're going to skip the garter. And I said, what I'm going to do, we're going to play the song like, baby, where the hell is my husband? And I was like, okay, yeah. So what I'm going to do is like when they do this intro part, I'm going to do a little, you know, dance and like try to get the crowd hyped up. But I'm watching him as he's going. And I said, okay, what I'm going to do is when you walk, people obviously will clear out, get the memo. And I said, I'm going to walk up to her and I'm going to hand her bouquet. And I want you to turn around and you're going to be there. And then I'm going to have all the parents front row see, you know, I want them to be able to be there. So that way when she turns around, she has her entire family there. And it played out absolutely perfectly. What I guess we underestimated was the crowd's reaction. You see that video? I mean, he's had to shove one girl out of the way. The other girl is actually so funny because one of the girls that was ready to catch the bouquet saw him walk and stand next to her. You know, you're very involved in weddings. You've seen some knockdown dragouts for some bouquet talk. And she looked at him and she goes, well, I guess good luck. And he was like, thanks. She's like, that's not happening. Yeah, she's like, well, I guess good luck. And so when he did, and we've had so many comments about this, with the girl in the red dress was so excited that he kind of just shoved her to the side because she was like so excited and she was hitting her leg and just screaming. We had tears everywhere. But that moment, you can see in the video, the woman that was standing behind my husband, that was his mother. And so everyone around was her sisters, her uncles, her aunts. And this is all from her dad, her biological dad's side. Oh, and to me, I really think that that was super special to be able to have her father and her stepmom and their entire family. My ex-sister-in-law, she's still my sister-in-law this day. You know, like, it was such a full circle moment for all of us. And I definitely think that I want people to take away that this story is so much deeper than just
the proposal.
Just the proposal.
Yeah. Right.
There's so much more to what happened that day. But that's kind of, that was the gist of the handing the book.
I gotta say this. Yes. I still have no idea. I don't know if you saw the video. I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Was talking to me as, you know, he was like, you know, saying, I guess he's like saying he loves me, whatever. I don't know what he said. I could not hear a word he said. And I still to this day have no idea what he said. And I tried to ask him and he goes, I don't ever remember. I just blanked out. So I guess we'll never know what he was actually saying.
One of my
You got to get some lip readers or something. Yeah.
All I know is one of the things I will say is if you notice in the video, she never looked at the ring right away. And I was like, wow, like that moment, like seeing her, even though, you know, I'm still worried, you know, they're young, like, you know, it's hard. But I'm like, I see that she immediately reacted to him instead of being like, oh, let me check out my ring, which most people would do, right? She didn't even look at it till later. And you can see in the video, she went directly and just embraced him while her dad was standing 2 inches from them. One of them trying to
be like, sister.
Yeah, her sister's like, get back, what are you doing? And I'm sitting there like, why is he so close? And so it was so incredible. But if you look at the video, she's literally pulling up her skirt and she does this move. She goes, yeah. And I mean, she was ready. And a part of me wish I would have tossed it just to see if she would get it.
Catched it. So
It was definitely. Ready. Yeah, it was definitely.
I knew what I was doing when I was getting friends.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When I walked to her.
Oh, do you have your rings on? I would love to see them if you do. If you want to hold them up to the camera.
I got to find out where the camera.
Stop, that's gorgeous. Oh my gosh, you did such a good job. And it's
yes, you did amazing. I'm literally obsessed. It's like my dream ring. Because, I mean, I'm a girl. I've looked at rings and I'm like, I know what I want. Literally, this is exactly what I wanted. But not to this extravagant. I was thinking of something like, I would have been fine with just the diamond in the band. Like, I didn't have to have all the pizzazz to it.
Yeah, but, you got diamond circle in that.
And it was, I mean, it was worked. So awesome. It was paid for by him, you know, and he's worked his butt off to get that, and we're really, really proud of him. I adore that kid.
Well, I know you were talking about some of the backlash that you might have received online. How was the audience reaction or your wedding guest's reaction like while it was happening? Were you getting backlash in the moment or were people happy, surprised? Like what was it, what were the vibes in the room?
I know from my perspective, and you can even see in the video, I mean, there was not one person that wasn't crying, that because they all know our story.
Yeah.
Right. Most of the people there. So to give you kind of an insight, between my husband and I, we only had 6 biological family members at our wedding out of 220 people that came and supported us. 6 family. The rest were all friends that have become family, you know, like it was just such a, it was people who've seen our journey. And so most of those people have been around since she's little. And so they were just, they know who she is as a woman, as a, you know, girl, she's a woman now, it's weird.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, and to see what we've gone through individually, but also as a family between me, her and my son, you know, it was like, oh. And for me, I think everybody was just over the reactions just made the video. That was real. That video was so authentically real. That was the moment. Yeah. And I know that, well, she, as you could tell on her face, she was,
I was like, for me, I felt love my whole life, but I have never truly felt that amount of love from like everybody. And some of those people I haven't seen in a long time. And so like it, I remember kind of after the proposal and everything, I kind of just stood there and I like took a look around the room and just seeing everybody crying, clapping, like cheering. Like I truly have never felt so good about myself in that moment because like, I don't know. It just, all you could feel was love. That's literally the entire energy was just pure love.
Yeah. And there was never a moment I thought, hello, this is my wedding. I was actually very grateful that the energy was taken away from us for a second because I was tapped out. I was over it. You know, there's just, you've got to, people want to talk to you and all the things, but that moment I thought, I never once thought, wait a minute, this is supposed to be about me. And that's where the internet took that. And I'm talking about, I have read things that have been so diabolical and never in a million years would I ever suspect that making a post handing my own biological child my bouquet at my wedding, that, you know, it was going to turn out to be so overwhelming. It was
and truly like in every platform. Do, like we just literally laugh about it because it's like how, like I just don't understand people's thought processes and like comments that were being made about my dress, about me wearing butt pads or a white thong or whatever.
It's
like
ridiculous.
Men. It was a lot of men, and I'm like, first of all, you're looking at like a I'm still a minor.
We were called trash. How disrespectful. It was like they were mad for me, even though it was
the dress.
They don't know the backstory fully when they're commenting on something like that, probably, where it's like they don't know how close you are. Like they didn't know that you had permission, like your fiance got permission from your mom.
Yes, of course she's got a sugar, talking about me, you know, I've got a sugar daddy, you know, she finally married her sugar daddy, that's why her kids have this, and you know, look at those trashy tattoos. I mean, it's been, and it was a lot, and I was like, oh, you know, so I started clapping back, which made the video even viral because my clapbacks were so funny, and so people kind of started switching their tone because I kept calling them out, but I just never imagined that moment being picked apart. Even the dance that went viral with my son, that was completely just annihilated.
You were forcing him to do it,
like, you know, like how could you do that to your kid? And are you the groom's mom? Why are you wearing white? Like people went after my dress because I was wearing white. And so you really, it's very interesting when you know, you see a video that you think is incredibly wholesome and cool to literally get ripped apart.
Yeah, not prepared for that backlash
at all.
Because you thought it was a sweet moment that, you know, you felt so supported by all your friends and family, and you're like, I want to share this. Did you expect it to go viral at all?
I mean, I thought we would get, you know, I mean, just because of my, I do have a little bit of a, you know, following like on TikTok. So I knew like maybe a few hundred, never suspected like millions across all platforms. But I really wanted, I didn't know it was going to be such negativity. And I've tried to shelter her that from that because I didn't want people to start going to her page and ripping her apart. And so
What's that been like for you guys, like dealing with a lot of the negativity?
It truly has not bothered me. Like, I think it's actually hilarious, like, especially about the butt pack comment. When I saw that, I literally started dying laughing. I was like, okay, like, this is it. And honestly, when it comes to the white thong comment, I was like, okay, in a lighting, it really, truly does look like I'm wearing a white thong. I can see it. However, I am honest to God when I say, last time I'm gonna say this, I was wearing black spandex. I was not even wearing white thong or underwear. I was wearing spandex.
Listen, this dress is I think it's almost to the point where it's like, if you remember that trend, is a dress white or is it gold or blue? We're next on the list of is it a thong or not? And I have literally held up this dress. I have turned this dress inside out. I'm shown different lighting. I'm like, and they're like, yeah, but no. It's like, you know what, guys? Wow. You do you.
Like, there was There was a specific comment where it was like, it is nude underlining, but it's see-through, but it is nude underlining. And I'm like, what in the world?
Why are people getting so up in arms over this?
It is a diet. It is an ongoing argument still. Wow. I'm still getting thousands of comments over something so petty. I'm like, we just spent so much money on this wedding.
Yeah.
All these incredible things have happened. This is your takeaway? Like, is a dress or tattoos? But we laugh about it at this point. We just with it. But the moment, I think I hate that, you know, I guess what I want people to understand, there's so that moment of, you know, when you're 38, I've been married twice before, you know, so I mean, yes, every wedding's special, whatever, but like, this is, I'm not 19 years old, 20 years old, getting married to my high school love of my life, you know, I still was important, but there were so many things that traditionally didn't make sense to me, right? It was just, you know, I should be wearing a red wedding dress at this point. But to be able to, when I felt like I handed that bouquet to her, it was very symbolic because I felt like in that moment, I knew that she was never going to have to go through the things that I had to go through. She was never going to have to feel unloved, unwanted, discarded, you know, all the things that you feel when you've gone through relationships and you've had your heart broken. And I mean, you know, dating is scary out here. And so I could feel like I could say, I'm okay now. I'm happy. I have a good man who loves us. You do not have to worry about your mother anymore. And I feel like I can end my era and now you get to start yours. And that's yours so is cool. It's going to just be a whole different story for you because you will never have to do what I had, you know, live the life that I've had to live. And it was
so great.
I guess generational, you know, those generational traumas to me, I felt ended that day.
That's amazing. Wow.
It was a lot of emotions for sure.
Yeah, that's so special. I love that so much. Just the bond of your family and breaking those traumas and things like that. So I do want to look ahead. Brooklyn, have you thought about your wedding at all? Like, are you wanting to get married soon? Are you guys going to have a long engagement? Like, tell me all the things that you might know, but also no pressure if you don't.
Oh, no. We are going to wait about 2 years because we both want to be 21. So that way nothing holds us back. We can do whatever, no restrictions or anything. And that way it also gives us time to get through with school and start our careers and everything because I should be done in about two and a half years. So, we're waiting on that. And I'm honestly pretty sure I've had my wedding planned since I was like 10 years old.
That's so sweet.
I've always wanted a big pink wedding. And so
tell me your colors.
So
blush and bashful.
Blush and bashful.
Julia Roberts.
Two shades of pink.
Yeah.
I am so opposite. So I'm like kind of emo mom, dark,
We're literally the black cat golden retriever.
I love it so much.
So she's like, it's going to be blush and bashful and you're going to wear pink. So we have this joke of like, okay, so since I gave up my moment at my wedding, what do I get from yours?
Yeah,
and
right? We, I know. Are you going to
have and I came up with the idea that they
I
can
get to wear a wedding dress.
She gets, oh. Yeah.
Okay.
That
we're
too.
Just still discussing in the moment, but I told
that's
him
that's gonna go over well online, yeah. Right?
Stay tuned for an epic fallout between yeah. us at our wedding.
Right? No, I know you'll have to come back on the show at that yeah. point and tell me everything about more of the comments you've gotten.
Sure. Oh yeah, can you
we're
imagine?
We're gonna cause a whole scene. Yeah. Just a social oh, media yeah. uproar. That
seriously, yeah. I know.
So when we had talked about, you know, we just got done with our wedding, we're like, we need to recover from this because, you know, weddings are huge and it's a deal. But I'm really proud of them because they've really focused on building their credit. Like, they've almost got perfect credit scores.
That's
they
awesome.
Have he's finished up his certifications in heating and air, so he's about to start on his career. And so, you know, we've sat down with them, you know, it's like, hey, if you follow, you know, these guidelines of like, hey, let's get a house, like, let's get these things settled, so after you get married you can just be married and be happy and you don't have those, but, you know, let's not rush to like have the moment, right? We're really excited and I cannot wait, but we want to do it so then the day when you walk out of that, you know, venue, you're gonna go on a path that's already solid where yeah. you're these marital stresses. So if you can just be a little patient. And so, but she's been great. We're going to New York in September and she wants to go to the say yes to the dress.
Kleinfeld.
Yeah. And so
I swear
so
if Brandy is not there.
And we want to give them both the, you know, the wedding of their dreams. And we, you know, we were so supportive of it, but, you know, I don't think there should be any rush. They're young and, you know, like I said, you can have a great party, but afterwards you're just married and then the real life stuff hits, and we just want to make sure they're as prepared as possible and their, you know, relationship can withstand, you know, every day, you know. And so that's kind of where they're at, and I think that moment when those doors open and she walks down the aisle, they're both going to be very pleased with the future, and, you know, and we cannot wait.
Yeah.
not ready for a grandkids. I'm not ready to be a glamo. I've got things.
I just see them. Glammy has got to have some time.
Glammy's
got to
have yeah. Glammy's not ready. No, so no
I know.
Kids.
You just got to there's a lot happening here.
There's
so, yeah.
a lot happening. And I'm not ready to be a grandma just yet. But, you know, but with a husband who's 26 years older than you, he's already. He's excited. I'm like, okay, this is where the age gap really does not make sense to me yeah. right now. But
totally.
It's like, whatever. But we are. We're super happy. And she's...
I definitely can't wait to get planning. I'm very, yeah. like, type A. Like, I love to have everything. And mm-hmm. and I just have so many ideas. And I'm just, like, I really can't wait to see, like, my vision come to life. I'm super excited That's to have my so big pink wedding.
Yes. Will it be in Arkansas?
I think so, yes.
Okay,
I'm kind of looking at a couple because I truly, within the next few months, kind of want to at least get a date set so that way I can make sure I have my, you know, my dream venue and everything. And but then everything else can just come later. So I make sure yeah. I at least have my date. So, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh
and
my
I'm
gosh.
Pretty much mom that's like, do your thing. I'm not going to get in there because there's enough overbearing women in our family to drive over and like, just let me know what you need, whatever.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Great.
I'm excited to be the mom on this journey because, you know, planning a wedding is, it's stressful and it's a lot. And as much as I enjoyed my wedding, I was like, I want to go to Vegas.
Right.
Elvis Presley Chapel sounds so cool. But it was definitely worth it.
Planning, yeah. I know. And Miranda, I'm sure you can help Brooklyn so much just with all the planning you've done. And
yeah. Yeah.
Since you've
we
just
were
done
really,
it. And yeah.
Yeah. We were really blessed to be able to hire a lot of the, we had a wedding planner, coordinator, florist.
That's great.
We had really the whole team. And so I really just showed up, just said yes or no a few times. And that was just kind of how I wanted it. Just, I don't know. I think it's still with the way our lives have really morphed to what it is now. I think we're all still having a hard time wrapping our heads around how, not even a year and a half ago, our life was hard. and scary and one of the darkest times that we've all gone through together as a family, to now sitting here and I'm, you know, very happily married, and I see my kids thriving, and it's like, I think we're still trying to wrap our heads around if this is real life or not, you know. And I think that is one thing, like, I really want people to take away from our story. It's, you know, yeah, I handed her the bouquet during my wedding. Yes, that was an incredible moment. But what we have gone through, you know, like, if you're a single mom, whether that's in high school or you're a high school dropout like me, and you have no idea what you're doing and how you're going to do it, and you've got a baby in tow, you know, Your story doesn't stop there. It may be years. It may be, you know, I've had great moments, but, you know, here we are 19 years later, and she's the first one to graduate high school out of my family.
That's amazing.
And she's the first one to go to college out of my family. And so, and I'm confident that if they work hard, that they will be the first one out of our immediate family to have a without divorce, you know. And so there's so much that's transpired to bring us to this moment. And I want people to understand that whether you're a teen mom or you're, you know, you're lost or you're just going through a divorce, it doesn't stop there. You just got to make it to tomorrow, and you never know what the other side, but you got to put in the work, and you've got to work hard. And we did, and we worked really hard. And now we're really just at a place where it's like I can be mom and I can be friend. And now I get to watch her become everything I never was. Yeah. And that moment to me is so, I just sit back and I'm like, she's so cool. You know, she's got it. She's got it all. And so I can't wait to see who she's going to become, not just a mom or a wife, but as Brooklyn. And I believe that she'll be able to have all of that, even though she's going to get married younger.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, that was such a great speech. I needed cheers after that. That was amazing. Oh, what an incredible story. I love, and Mother's Day was just yesterday as we're recording this. And so I think it's just so timely and just like, so special to have a mother-daughter duo on this show and to just share your story, even though it's like people only saw a snippet online of what happened, and it caused an uproar with a lot of people. But we were able on this podcast to peel back the curtain and really dive deep and see the reasoning behind this happening and the relationship and the love between the two of you and you, Miranda, wanting love for Brooklyn and, you know, and sharing your love stories together side by side, you know, on the same day, I think is something that was important to both of you. And yes, it's unconventional. It's something that, you know, people would take very personally, you know, in the real world with, you know, a lot of opinions and things, but it's like, you guys chose to do this together, you know, the two of you, and it's been an amazing blessing for your family, and to just see it come all full circle and to hear your story, I think is really amazing. And so I truly hope that like other people who are listening to this can truly like hear the reasoning behind it and really, really get something from the story that you've told today. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
This has been so fun. We'll go ahead and link the video, the article and everything in the show notes so people can watch if they haven't already and see what we're talking about. And so thank you guys so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
There you have it, another episode of the Wedding Reporter podcast. To see those gorgeous wedding and engagement photos, head over to NashvilleBrideGuide.com for more behind the scenes content. And if you like this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would rate and subscribe the show. See you next time for another great episode. Congrats on your engagement. If you're in the beginning stages of planning your wedding, we are here for you. Not sure where to begin on your wedding planning journey? Getting overwhelmed with decision fatigue? Download our 5 Mistakes Couples Make After They Get Engaged resource to get some guidance on your wedding planning process. Just go to thesparklersociety.com/5mistakes and download it today. Or click the link in the show notes and get this amazing resource sent directly to your inbox. Happy wedding planning.